All kinds of things are advertised as fingerprint proof, like laptops and locks on doors. That TV show Mythbusters showed these locks are relatively simple to trick.
Well, there's your problem.
Oh, no. So the myth that fingerprint locks can't be foiled is busted.
This plays perfectly into the hands of John Schneider, co-founder of UltraScan in Buffalo. He says fingerprints, long hailed as infallible identifiers, are not so fail-safe.
Technology that would use a camera to take a picture of your finger also took a picture of all the dirt, greases, and grimes of your finger.
In fact, almost anything can compromise the quality of a fingerprint, says Schneider.
That you have ink on your finger from reading a newspaper. You have nicotine being a cigarette smoker. You have suntan lotion, hand creams.
So, long story short, Schneider set out to change this, hired dozens of engineers over the last few decades, raised and spent millions of venture capital, faced setback after setback, and finally emerged with the next big thing.
And on August 8th, 2012, we received FBI certification, which was an industry milestone for the world. And that's when we really caught the attention of the rest of the world.
What makes it different is that UltraScan's tool doesn't take a picture. It reads the lines, grooves, and ridges of a finger with ultrasound technology. Yes, like the same thing that shows a fetus in a pregnant woman. While the concept has been out there for a while, Schneider and company are the first to pull it off.
Several companies have tried. Motorola has tried and failed. There are companies in our industry that are very large, Fortune 500 companies have tried and failed. It is a technically difficult problem.
Now, UltraScan is on the market and entertaining suitors, especially the military. But some potential mates just aren't compatible for the small company. Some want the ultrasonic chip to be smaller or cost less than a dollar.
We cannot field the phone calls fast enough right now. So as a small high technology company in Buffalo, New York, we are being courted by the largest of large companies out there that are interested in deploying biometric technology.
The reason new fingerprint technology has the potential to be so lucrative is that it can replace so many other forms of identification. Currently, fingerprint inaccuracy holds it back from being the way you pay for purchases at a store or pass through security before getting on a plane. Schneider says people in the future won't have bulky wallets, for instance.
You have the rental card loyalty cards. You have the home improvement store loyalty cards. What if you just got rid of all the loyalty cards out of your wallet and were able to enable that with a touch of a finger?
UltraScan doesn't lack for ambition. Schneider anticipates selling hundreds of millions of its ultrasonic chips and making a lot of money. But one thing's for certain, the company is not going to build its product itself.
We don't have to be involved in manufacturing 300 million units a year. We will financially get our piece of those 300 million units.
Which would make the last 30 years it took to get to this point pretty worth it. For WBFO, I'm Daniel Robison.